control of the airwaves. And bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features are free. Enjoy that, freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to start things out here in this hour with Mark in Las Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up a sellout by Congressman Ron Paul.
Oh, it wouldn't be the first, but what's what it is?
I know it's not. He gets kind of into the populist, Buchanan-esque side on immigration and stuff like that now. But this one is just really disturbed me. That's why I want to share it, because yeah, I'm having a difficult time coping with this, guys.
Okay.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm just like, I mean, help me.
Well, Ron, I understand. I understand how you feel. Ron Paul's a hero to a lot of people because he is the most libertarian guy in Congress.
Yeah.
They call him Dr. No because he votes no on virtually anything that's unconstitutional and, and anti-liberty. But there are certainly a few. There are a few exceptions, and you mentioned immigration, but this is something different?
Yes, this is ugly, too. All right, this is straight from his website, house.gov/Paul, press release, October 18th, 2006. Paul urges Social Security fairness for Texas teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Petition could force congressional action this year. This is what it says. Lake Jackson, Texas. Congressman Ron Paul recently joined more than 120 of his congressional colleagues in demanding action on legislation that will end the unfair practice of cutting Social Security benefits for Texas teachers. Many Texas teachers and other public employees work for school districts or local government entities that do not participate in the Social Security system. Many of these individuals still qualify for Social Security benefits through their work for other employers or through their spouses. Upon retirement, however, their Social Security benefits are cut or even eliminated based on a federal law that deems their Texas pensions a quote-unquote windfall. This is fundamentally unfair and leaves thousands of teachers with less retirement income than they would receive based on the same earnings with another employer. Quote, I strongly oppose the current laws that restrict the ability of citizens and their spouses to collect full Social Security benefits just because they worked as teachers, government employees, or railroad employees, close quote.
So,
wait,
let me see if I understand this correctly, Mark. You're saying that there's some law that if you're a Texas teacher, you don't get your full Social Security payout for some reason because you worked for the government?
And there's a good reason for that. They collect a pension,
retirement pension,
for working for the government. But, yeah, you see,
of the reasons why people work for the government, because they get that sweet, sweet pension, taxpayer-funded for the rest of their lives.
And then it's my understanding, I guess, like certain government jobs, people are exempt from having to pay into the Social Security system, but Ron Paul is saying they should still go ahead and be able to collect Social Security on top of their government pension. And see, my idea, a true libertarian would not want to create more incentives for working for the government, whether it's a teacher or whatever.
True. Good point.
Why would we want...
He should be ashamed. You know what happened? I bet the power went to his head because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And he was looking to get reelected, and the teachers' union came to him and said, well, we'll give you our endorsement if you'll back us up on this legislation. And maybe
did he get endorsed by the teachers' union?
I don't know. I was just making it up. I was just trying to think up some reason why that might have happened.
Well, maybe he just thought it was fair.
I mean, it's just ugly. I mean, he says that Yeah, he's an original co-sponsor of H.R. 147, legislation that appeals the quote-unquote windfall elimination provision.
That's fair, Mark.
I'm not saying it's fair. I mean, maybe it was explained to him in some manner or another that made it seem fair. I mean, why should their petition or why should their pension in any way interfere with them getting Social Security benefits?
Because they don't pay in.
Well, who knows whether they pay in? Look,
he just said they don't pay in. As teachers in the Texas school system, they don't pay into Social Security.
What?
Yeah, and I don't see how it's fair that these government employees collect any. I mean, man, I'm a disabled veteran. I hate these VA employees. God, I wish they'd shut the place down, man.
We've heard nothing but horror stories from VA people. I mean,
God, I couldn't even begin to enumerate how the problem. Oh my God, it's horrible, man. I mean,
the only reason you go is because you can't afford to go anywhere else.
Actually, I don't even go there because it's that bad. They make a mockery of healthcare is what they do. It's socialism.
It's a perfect example of what socialized healthcare would be like
exactly.
If we all had it.
Exactly, and what government in general, because government doesn't earn its income by satisfying consumer demands. It obtains its revenue by using the threat of violence or actual violence, and so it doesn't have to sit there and you know, pass a profit and loss test and confer a social benefit. And so why do we want these people to get rewarded for participating in this?
It's beyond me. I don't understand it.
Mark, Congressman
thank you for the
Ron
call.
Paul. I tell
we
you,
appreciate
after I
hearing
down.
From you, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. You look perturbed.
Well,
Mark.
No, I was. You were saying that you know, VA hospitals are an example of socialized medicine. And I was reading an article. Like, it's been probably a month now, but it was a Time article, I think, talking about how just great the VA hospitals are. We have an example of socialized medicine here in America. It's called the VA hospital, and it works very well.
Oh, they say it's great because it's free. That's what you know, that's what they base that on. Well, it's free for the veterans. But it's not free. It costs everybody. And it costs everybody too much. Because of what Mark was saying, the fact that they don't have to respond to market forces, they just do whatever it is they want to do, spend whatever they want on the things they want, and then they pass the costs on to everybody else. They're just not responsible. The incentives are not there. They're not present. And shame on Ron Paul for supporting welfare. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Well, all right, so here's another update for you. Last, I guess it was probably about a year ago, at least that's as far as I recall, when we last talked about this, it was something that was being proposed at the time, and now it's happening. According to Homeland Stupidity at homelandstupidity.us, Dana Haley writing, when I was studying at the University of Kansas, I majored in education, German, linguistics, journalism, history, English, and toyed with the idea of biology. I actually got as far as declaring the first five at one time or another, but ended up with a degree in education in German. And I never did end up a German teacher, which was the whole point to begin with.
Yeah, that makes some sense, you would think.
According,
but no surprise there. Many people get degrees in things that they don't.
Indeed, the statistics are coming up. According to eJournal USA, an online publication of the Department of State, I am not alone. More than two-thirds of all college students change their major at some point during their college career and may consider four or five majors before deciding on one. In fact, a growing number of colleges are recommending that students wait until they're enrolled before declaring a major. And at many institutions, a student may wait until his or her sophomore year to formally declare a major and graduate on time. Now, what does your major have to do with life? Within 10 years, most people are working in a field outside of their major. With all the relevance switching majors has on real life, it's only natural that the government at some time would take over and recommend the process take place even earlier, say at age 13. Beginning with the School to Work Opportunities Act of 1994, states have been encouraged to adapt their education systems to the needs of the workforce, including choosing a career-related major and work towards a skills certificate. As of 1998, all 50 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, had received implementation grants from the federal government to implement the program. Florida, where we come from, is the first to roll out its plan as part of Governor Jeb Bush's A-plus plan.
Sure, we've got a great name on it.
To make schools more relevant to children, or maybe to the state. This spring, all Florida 8th graders who will be attending a public school, including charters and alternative schools, will be required...
Wow, that's lots and lots of students.
...will be required to declare a major.
Ridiculous.
From the state's approved list of 138 major areas of interest. Now, what were you thinking about when you were 13, Mark?
Hold on just a second. I'm trying to imagine what it was that I thought in eighth grade I was going to do for a living. Oh, my God.
I think I wanted to be a truck driver.
I'm so far removed from 13 that I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's certainly the case that this is an absolutely absurd idea.
I know that
idea.
It wasn't radio talk show host.
Nope.
And I know that it wasn't any of the things that I have done for a living.
It's just ludicrous to believe that eighth graders are in possession of the faculties to make this decision. Now, wait a minute. I want to make clear. We've been talking about over the past several nights on the show that if we get the government out of education, then we'd probably have competent, educated individuals graduating at 14 and 15 and 13. But right now, that's not what we have. Right now, we have a bunch of babies that have been babysat by the government for you know, a decade of their lives. There's more details here. We're going to come back. The government, Florida, the first state to require eighth graders to choose a major. This is insanity. Your thoughts? You make the call. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Dr. Laura and Daily Horoscopes, well-known ways to give us peeks into our personalities. But now, you can throw out your crystal ball, because when I come back, it's the Automotive Psychic Hotline. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. We've analyzed, meditated, and medicated. Now, we learn the secret to our innermost selves is car color. This psychological wisdom is courtesy of Britain's Royal Auto Club. If you prefer red, you're outgoing. If there's black in your garage, you're ambitious. Go for green and half the hassle from other drivers. Uh-oh, if pastels are your pick, you're 8 times more likely to have suffered depression than drivers of silver cars. So remember, what your sign is passe. Go for the gusto with car color, please. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, that's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there for you. I'm not sure if it's working right now because we had a major server crash during the overnight. We're busily working to get everything back online, all of the wonderful features that you're used to getting for free at freetalklive.com. Thank goodness we aren't charging for the website. I always feel so good when something goes wrong. I mean, I don't feel good, I guess, but I don't feel as bad as I would normally feel if we had a bunch of people paying for access to our website. then I'd be really stressed out. But we are, rest assured, getting our functions back online, so you can enjoy them for free. At wiki.freetalklive.com, that's where you can edit the website. It's like the listener editable version of freetalklive.com. So head on over there. All right, 13 years old. Now, flashback. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, for a moment, and flashback to what you were like when you were 13. I have a hard time remembering as well, Mark, but I was certainly a little brat. I know that much. A punk, if you will. I can't even, like, as a 13, getting out of 8th grade, going into high school. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have been able to decide on what it is I wanted to do, and if I had made a decision, it certainly wouldn't have been this.
No, I mean, how could you even possibly guess? I don't know. That's picking a major for high school? That doesn't make any sense at all to me.
It's Governor Jeb Bush's A++ plan to make schools more relevant to children. From the Palm Beach Post, quote, every high school, alternative, and charter school that offers grade 9 through 12 created majors based on the school's curriculum, magnet programs, and career academies. Each has about a dozen majors or more to choose from. Majors in foreign languages, language arts, science, social studies, and mathematics can be found at most schools. Charters and alternative schools have fewer, with some schools only offering two or three choices. I've always thought education, back to homelandstupidity.us, was more about enlightening the intellect and broadening one's horizons. But it seems it's looking more and more like herding children into small boxes approved by the state. Palm Beach Board school member Sandra Richmond has high hopes for the program. Quote, as long as we can encourage students to think about it and let them know they have choices, and as long as we keep it flexible, I don't think it will do too much damage. Unquote. I'm sure those words are very comforting to parents who entrust their children to the government schools on a daily basis. They'll try not to do too much damage.
Oh, my God.
Now, how could this be damaging to kids? I mean, how could the idea of them picking a major at age 13 be damaging?
Well,
I mean, they're just 13.
They're going to fail.
Fail?
Well, they'll fail to pick the whatever it is that they're going to do in life. They'll change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that's the worst thing that I can see is that they would be... It doesn't make any sense because they're going to be studying... Like, if you're studying for a major of broadcast journalism, and then you decide, you know, I'm scared of cameras. I don't want to do that. I'm scared of microphones. I don't want to do that. Then you've wasted all this time learning about broadcast journalism.
Sure.
You're not going to do it.
Right, and I think that Homeland Stupidity's got the right approach on this to suggest that when you're 13, to try to solidify at that time, considering, that, what as they pointed out, that college kids who are above age 18, 5 years older, you know, 20 years old, and when you're 13, 5 years is, you know, more than a third of your entire life. That's a big difference. A lot of changes happen in those 5 years, not just to your body, but also to your brain. You're still developing. They're pointing out that, you know, 5 years, or the kids that are in college change their major several times, at least twice typically. And so to suggest that a 13-year-old is going to somehow be able to make these decisions is absolutely absurd. And it does give them this, it does sort of put them in this, okay, now you're in the box mentality of, okay, well, here's what you're going to do. This is your path in life now. You've chosen it here at 13, and now you must follow it. How far are we away? How far removed is this from some sort of brave new world?
Oh, that's kind of funny. That's a funny accusation. Okay.
What?
That's just interesting. I mean, I hadn't considered that.
Right, but until, you know, how far away are we until they say, well, Johnny, your dad is a garbage man and your mom is a teacher, so you're going to be a garbage man when you grow up. How far are we away from them, from just taking the choice away from the kids and then just assigning them a major?
Well, here what you have is you have the government saying you have to go to school. And you have to go to, you know, one of several approved schools. At those approved schools, that's not exactly right because you can go to private school. You have to go to school. And
approved private
school. When you go to school, you have to pick a major. And, you know, in that major, that will be the things that you do in life. Now, they'll just say that that's, you know, what it is. That's, you know, and that's generally accepted what a major is. That's what you're going to go on to be as a career. So it could get like stiffer and more rigid. No, no, this is your major.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you will do in life.
Right. You can't choose classes outside of this. And what if, and it does say here that eighth graders, people graduating eighth grade, so 13-year-olds, will be required to choose a major. What does that mean for the kids who, you know, when I was a kid, I was a bit of, you know, I didn't appreciate authority. From the youngest age I can remember, I have disapproved of authority. And so what if I was to respond by, or were to respond by saying, no, I don't want to pick a major. What are you going to do about it? What would their response be? If it's my requirement, I mean, are they going to not let me graduate? Are they going to withhold me and keep me in middle school until I decide to pick a major from their pre-approved choices? Will they choose a major for me? Sort of like how when you're in a courtroom and the judge says, do you plead not guilty or guilty? And you say, I don't know what I want to plead.
I don't plead either.
I'm entering a plea of not guilty. Will they do the same thing here and say, I'm entering a choice of general education. I'm entering a choice of garbage man.
Interpretive dance.
Yeah. you laugh, but what are they going to do to the kids that say they don't want to pick something? Or what if a kid honestly says, you know, my mom and dad said that I really should make this decision this early on in life. Well, son, you're required to choose a major.
But look, we don't really care what your parents think.
Yeah, look, son,
it's our job to educate you.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just a choice, and we are required to have you enter this choice into our database. It's no big deal. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe that's how they'll play it off. Oh, just put something down. Well, does it mean something? Does it, you know, sort of subtly suggest to kids that this is what you should do when you get older? This concept that you had when you were 13? Just barely sprouting pubes, you know, that somehow you're going to be able to make this sort of lifelong choice, this really critical choice. You haven't even worked yet. You haven't even tasted reality. You've not had a job at 13. Maybe,
right.
If you're lucky, you've had the experience of being able to work in your mom and dad's shop or something like that and actually had some sort of, you know, idea of what the world is like. But for the most part, 99% of the time at age 13, no, not so much. So, what do you think about this? What are some of the ramifications? How is this going to affect kids today? I mean, already they're churning out a bunch of nimrods from the government education factories. What's this going to do to all of this? 800-259-9231. Should kids be forced to choose a major at age 13? Is this as bad as I think it is? 800-259-9231.
Nimrods might be a little extreme.
1-800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? Herbalhealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. Packet8.net for all of your voice over IP needs. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. There's a broadband version and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. That is one of the functions of the site that's absolutely working right now because we had a hard drive crash. So some of the features at freetalklive.com, not so working. But we're getting it back online, thanks to Torgo. He's busily working for absolutely no pay. Well, I do throw him a few bananas from time to time, but then, you know, that keeps him happy. He's the radio monkey, after all.
Radio monkey, that's okay. Right. I couldn't understand what that meant. Why were you claiming to throw bananas to Torgo?
Keep him in a cage. Give him a computer. Some bananas. He's happy.
Not nearby.
As long as it's a big cage.
Very, very big cage.
800-259-9231. Talking about this absurd proposal in Florida that 13-year-olds, 8th graders, should be able to choose their major before they go into high school.
Not be able to, but must.
Must. Requirement. And it's happening in Florida. Florida's the first state to initiate this. It's probably going to spread, considering that the teachers are all excited. Oh, it's so cute. Look at the kids choosing their majors. They're going to be ready for college before you know it. Let's go to the phones, and let's talk to somebody who's a little closer to 13 than we are, Mark. Let's go to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good. We're just having a good time, as always. Now, Francisco, you are 15?
Yes.
Okay, so you were 13 just 2 years ago. Now, Mark and I were having a tough time recalling what it was like to be 13, but we were pretty sure we weren't anything like we are today. Now, I know that a lot can change in just a year's time. I mean, it's still, as an adult, a lot changes in a year's time, and certainly a lot can change as far as your personality and your behavior and everything like that in a year's time as a young person. Just go back 2 years, Francisco, if you could, to what you were like when you were 13. How similar were you then to who you are today?
In some aspects, I was the same. I actually go to a charter school, and I have a major that I had to pick, which I picked was TV and film.
Okay.
And when I was 13 in 8th grade, I used to edit all this stuff for my school, so I pretty much knew what I wanted to do.
I see.
So that's why I knew that I could go to, you know, a charter school for TV and film and be happy there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people who wouldn't be ready to make that decision.
Indeed. So what I guess was asking was, so you've changed in a number of ways, though, over the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, could you see how in the next, say, 5 years, you may decide that something else comes up that you want to pursue? I mean, I understand you know what you want to do now, and I think that's great and everything, but couldn't you possibly see that changing?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Do you see how this might be a little bit damaging to people that may not be as, I guess, knowledgeable as you, somebody who isn't as sure of themselves, how this might sort of throw them for a loop?
Yeah, of course it would. I mean, if I was forced to pick a major and I had no idea what I was going to do, I would basically think it had to be my life choice. That's what I had to do because that's what I went to school for.
Mm. You know, you'd feel more pigeonholed into that particular choice.
Yeah.
Rather than giving you, giving them a bunch of options as to what they can, go on and do, I should try this class and this class and this class and see if I like this. And no, let's get them pick a major. And that way they'll take a bunch of classes towards one thing.
So what were you calling about tonight?
I wanted to let you know about a little thing that happened today in school.
Okay.
Oh, well, in school there's a thing called Rebel, which is reaching everyone by exposing lies.
What?
It's about smoking tobacco and big tobacco companies, and they're just basically anti-smoking.
I see. And what is this exactly at school? Is it some sort of class or what?
No, it's actually a group of people at my school who go around and, you know...
It's a club.
Try to... What? Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And, today, you know, I thought they were fine. I thought, they didn't force anything on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy with them, you know. But today, as I was walking by, I saw a poster with a Rebel checklist. And it said, get people involved in Rebel. And the second check said, help the state pass the Smoke-Free Air Act.
Uh-oh.
And that moment, I went to the Rebel president and I asked what exactly it was. They helped pass the smoking ban here in the Atlantic City casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're trying to pass it so people can't smoke in the casinos.
Right.
And these people
are so many
at my
kids in casinos. Got to be concerned with all those kids hanging around there.
Oh, yeah. At my school, people do not understand private property rights.
Of course not. They're trained not to. They don't talk about that in school.
I tried to explain to them, and they said, yeah, well, we have the right to go where you please. I'm like, yes. So don't go to the casino if you don't want to smell smoke.
But it's our casino.
No,
we have
not.
The right to go there.
No, it's not.
Right.
And then she said, what about the workers? I'm like, once again, they have a choice.
Hmm. That's a radical idea.
What about the guy who owns the casino?
If he wants some smoke, he lets them. If he doesn't,
don't
let
them. That's the thing that they don't look at. Look, don't you think that people should be able to smoke on their own property? Well, what about the guy who
owns
the
casino? Not if I'm there, mister.
Right. That's just how it is, you know? Like, they could care less when it comes down to smoking. They're second-class citizens.
So this organization, this Rebel, is going to be lobbying for the passage of this bill that's going to ban smoking in casinos?
Yeah, they're actually getting people today in school. They were actually getting people to sign a petition for this.
Wait a minute. Only seniors? How can kids...
Yeah, seniors. 18-year-olds during lunch.
Right.
So they were getting people to sign. And they also go out to, like, they go on trips and try to... get people to sign. Like yesterday, they went to a mall and had a meeting there trying to get people to sign this petition.
Right, and because it's kids, they're essentially, whoever it is that's organizing this, whatever activist group is behind this, is using children, just as they always do, these people that want to shove their laws down others' throats. They use kids who don't know any better to activate for them in order to have that sort of appearance of, oh, the kids are for it? Then we should sign this.
It's painful at the show,
help us. We want smoke-free air.
Oh, gosh. So what happened with the remainder of your encounter there?
Well, we were in class, and I was trying to explain to the Rebel president, who is a student in my class, about private property rights, and that I did not agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
She actually started screaming.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She really started screaming.
That's when you can tell. That's when you should be able to point out that it's clear who's winning and who's losing this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it feels really... like you're losing when you have a screaming girl in front of you.
What was she screaming about, if you could actually make it out?
Stop talking to me.
Oh. So you were bothering her.
The teacher knew what was going on.
It's okay that she's bothering the casinos by taking away their ability to have smokers in there, but you can't bother her by talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's willing to wave guns by proxy in people's face, but you can't... How dare you ask questions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think you are, Francisco? Someone with individualistic thoughts? Somebody who's a thinker? Somebody who can actually reason for himself?
And today at lunch, I sit in a group of... I sit in a table with pretty liberty-minded kids, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about that today. I actually got one of them pretty interested in the Free State Project.
Cool.
But that's another idea. And today, Rebel was passing out folders. And they came by our table, and I grabbed one, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't agree with destroying private property rights. And I ripped the folder right in half. And the girl did not understand what I was talking about.
Wait a minute. Who paid for the folder? Was it taxpayer dollars?
I'm not sure.
Or the Rebel? Because then you sort of were a little hypocritical by saying you don't agree with destroying private property as you were destroying their private property.
No, I'm pretty sure, because it's a state-run program.
Though they did give you the folder. They gave you the folder, so that became yours.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was your property. All right, I'm okay with that.
I don't understand how people do not understand private property rights.
What did they say after you ripped up the folder?
The girl just walked away, kind of with a shocked face.
Yeah. Get lost.
Yeah.
Get fascist.
Well, they have no idea. They're just...
They're just little cogs in the system.
They just don't want people to smoke.
Right.
Smoking's bad.
Right.
And we know that the government solves problems, so let's use the government to solve this problem. I mean, it's very simplistic thinking that they've never challenged themselves on. And
of course not. And when Francisco comes around to challenge them, they see him as the enemy, and they shut off.
Oh, yeah.
Francisco, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Give us an update whenever you get something new, as always. Thank you. 800-259-9231. I just love his little inside high school story. They're fun.
I guess you must miss it. I don't.
No, I don't. Not at all. But I do enjoy hearing somebody of our persuasion and the stories that they encounter in the government school system. More on the way. You take control. Final segment's coming up. Just enough time for your call. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Monday edition of the show. You can still take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website. Enjoy all the features for free when they're working. We had a server crash and working busily to get everything back online for you.
Why can't you just turn it back on and it works?
Okay. So the hard drive, something got corrupted in the system files, and the system files on the other hard drive were corrupted as well. So we had to install a new hard drive, install a new system on there, install the old hard drive so we could take all the old files, all the data that the website runs off of, copy it over to the new hard drive in order to get things working again. So it's a process, and it takes time.
Sounds like you're all a bunch of boobs. Make the damn thing work.
Anyway, head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the free features when they're all working, which should be sooner rather than later. And great way to help support the show, though not sure if it's going to be working right now, is the AMP program. Head over and get details at amp.freetalklive.com. You may be able to read the details, but signing up for AMP may be another question. amp.freetalklive.com. The PayPals will work for sure. The credit card form, not so sure about at this moment. Anyway, the idea behind AMP is to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, help more internet listeners find the show. And it's working. That's why over 300 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. So get the details, learn about the perks you get. You get access to classic archives, the amplifier-only call-in lines, and the amplifier forum. All the details are there for you. amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show, and it's totally voluntary. All right, so let's go to the phones to the fun. Keith, in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy-ho, Libertopians.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was trying to find the AMP call-in line on the BBS, and I noticed your server's down.
Yeah, it is. There you go.
Yeah, I was calling about the Military Commissions Act.
Yes.
And I was trying to add up how a pocket veto could apply, and it's not adding up for me.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what I'm looking at.
Okay, great.
Reading Section 7 of the Constitution, it says that the president has 10 days, Sundays excepted, after the bill is presented to him. So it starts, the clock starts ticking when the bill is presented to him.
And do you have the actual dates? Have you actually looked at the dates of when it was passed and when it was signed?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if there was some technicality that threw it out. But apparently he was presented with it on October the 10th, and he signed it on October the 17th, so that's definitely less than 10 days, even if you include the Sundays.
Wait. Is it when he's presented or when it moves out of the House?
It was signed in the House. It was passed in the House on September 29th.
Okay.
But Article 7 says, after it shall have been presented to him, he has 10 days. So apparently that's when it starts. And it was about 7 days. So
he did make it in then.
That's what it seems to me. I may be adding it up wrong, but
your analysis is just as good as anybody else's, and the analysis that Free Market News Network was based on was some, I guess, some internet radio show. So
yeah, I saw saw another post. It was on some congressional campaign site that it said the allegation started on an Alex Jones column. So I figured I'd throw that out there.
There you go. Thanks for it, man. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. All right. So let's move on. Since we're talking about the military, another update story. Again, a lot of updates here tonight on Free Talk Live. Mark, you predicted, I guess over the weekend, or it was very recently, when you said something to the effect of, oh my gosh, you had forgotten about Charles Rangel, and you realized that now that the Democrats are in control, maybe something different is going to happen with his draft legislation. And sure enough, top of the news today, who's getting attention? Old Charlie Rangel, yep. More attention than ever.
And, yeah, he's getting a lot of attention from the talkers now because, well, looks like the Democrats are in the House and the Senate. Very, very close in the Senate. But anyway, Washington AP, Americans would have to sign up for a new military draft after turning 18 if the incoming chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has his way. Representative Charles Rangel, Democrat in New York, said Sunday he sees his idea as a way to deter politicians from launching wars and to bolster U.S. troop levels insignificant to cover potential future action in Iran, North Korea, and Iraq.
Hold on a second. Was there a contradiction in that statement?
Well, he wants to
prevent future politicians from creating wars, and how having a big military is going to prevent that, I'm not sure.
Well,
I think he's going to get to his suggestion in a moment. But then he says, and so we can send a bunch of other troops over there and fight in all these other areas we want to fight in. Huh?
Well, no. He says he doesn't want to fight in those places.
Oh.
He says we're insufficient to cover potential future action in Iran.
Right. He's saying it's insufficient now, but if we have a draft, then we'll take care of it.
I guess. I don't know what he's trying. You know, obviously, by trying to make it so that the thing that you don't want to have happen by doing it, I don't know. It's crazy logic as far as I'm concerned.
Let's go on with his excuses.
And I don't particularly trust him as a result. There's no question in my mind that this president and this administration would never have invaded Iraq, especially in the flimsy evidence that was presented to Congress, if indeed we'd had a draft and members of Congress and the administration thought that their kids
absurd.
From their communities would be placed in harm's way, Rangel said.
That is so absurd. He is such a tool for suggesting this, because how could he not know that the people in power, the sons and daughters of the senators and House members and all of that, how could he not know that they would find exemptions, that they would write in loopholes, that there would be ways around this, as there always had been for the sons and daughters of the elite? The sons and daughters of the elite were not dying in Vietnam. Sorry, they weren't.
Right. Even if they did happen to go into the military, well, they went into some other service. They managed to get transferred to some other place. They had some other soft little duty.
Right.
I mean, George Bush wasn't even anybody. They were just rich people back then.
Yep.
George Bush Sr. wasn't even a politician back when George Bush...
he was connected enough... wasn't he in the CIA back then?
No, he was the leader of the CIA before he became the vice president, but that was in the late 70s.
Late 70s. Okay. Well, the Vietnam War ended in the mid-70s. So
early 70s.
He was probably involved in politics, but nonetheless, connected enough in order to get exemptions for his kids. Now, so you create this draft, and also the long-term effects of having this draft, and we're going to talk about... It's actually national service, and he talks about what he means by that. But the long-term effects are that people become acclimated to the idea of going to work for the government for a specified period of time. They become acclimated to this concept, and that's not going to prevent politicians from starting wars either. Then you've got a bunch of more docile citizens with which you can do whatever you want with them. This is bad, bad news.
Very bad news.
Let's continue.
Rangel, a veteran of the Korean War, who has unsuccessfully sponsored legislation on conscription in the past, said he will propose a measure early next year.
He proposes it every year. He brings it back every year, but now he's getting undue amount of attention because the Democrats are in charge.
Right. In 2003, he proposed a measure covering people age 18 to 26. This year, he offered a plan to mandate military service for men and women ranges 18 to 42.
Holy crap!
And it went nowhere in the Republican-led Congress. Democrats will control the House and Senate come January because of their victories in the November 7 election. At a time when some lawmakers are urging the military to send more troops to Iraq, I don't see how anyone can support the war and not support the draft, said Rangel, who also proposed a draft in January 2003 before the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
I can see how. You can support the war, and I don't, but you can support the war and support not having a draft by the fact that the volunteers don't want to have a bunch of draftees hanging around.
Right. Who would want that? I mean, if you were in a unit, the last thing you'd want is a bunch of people who didn't want to be in the military there with you.
Anyways, you know, he goes on. It's the same stuff every year. Right, but doesn't he talk about, like, what he wants this to look like? He makes an excuse as far as, oh, well, not everybody will be forced into the military, because this is the national service, not the draft.
Well, he said that having a draft would not necessarily mean everyone called to duty would have to serve. Instead, young people would commit themselves to a couple of years in service to the great republic, whether it's our seaports, our airports, and schools and hospitals, right, with a promise of educational benefits at the end of service.
See, who could turn this down, right? Now, the question is, a bunch of Democrats, I think it was voted down something like 400-2 when he first initiated this. So the Democrats have voted this down in the past. Now that they're in control, will that change their proclivities and towards voting on this? I don't know. I mean, because he's getting more attention now, will that mean that more people will vote for it? What will end up happening with this draft legislation? Again, he's playing it off pretty well to where, oh, it's no big deal. You'll just serve for 2 years, which means that you will be a government bureaucrat in some assigned duty. You'll get to, they're going to allow you to pick whether or not you want to go into the military. Of course, they can change those rules at any time, I'm sure, to where, oh, sorry, we're not going to allow you to pick anymore. We need you in the military, so you're going to have to come over here. But they're selling it to you based on the idea that, oh, it's no big deal. You can come over here and pack boxes and help old people for 2 years.
Yeah, you can go to the Peace Corps and help poor people in other countries and stuff.
This is such bad news, Mark. We're going to keep you up to date on anything that we hear about this draft legislation as it comes around again, as it will in 2007.
I don't see how they can do it with the 13th Amendment. It just doesn't jibe in my mind.
Well, they'll do it. They did it before, and they can do it again. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Japanese have